these job titles. I don't know. If you do, please share it with Pastor Corey and myself on the way out. These are all real job titles. The first is the Retail Jedi. That's pretty cool, right? Apparently that's a shopping assistant, somebody that helps you find stuff that you need or maybe you don't need. There's a Dream Alchemist. This is the head of creative marketing. There's a Grand Master of Underlings. I want to be that person, but I'm not sure that would fly here in the church. But apparently, that's a deputy manager. Here's a good one. The Galactic Viceroy of Research Excellence. This is a cloud researcher at Microsoft. This is a cloud researcher at Microsoft. Who wants to work for Microsoft now? A Swiss Army knife is typically a startup company's jack of all trades. Here's a good one. The paranoid in chief. This is the head of cybersecurity at Yahoo. So now we all want to work for Yahoo and Microsoft and get all these neat titles. There's the mischief champion. This is a public relations director. Here's a good one. I thought this was my favorite until I read the description. There's a job title known as the Bacon Critic. Now, Pastor Corey, that sounds pretty cool, right? We might sign up for that. Except, this is someone who critiques bacon, which I'm okay with, but in 1 month, they tasted 31 different animals. I don't know if I want to do that anymore. I mean, so titles, as this list proves, sometimes job titles tell us very little about what one actually does. However, the titles used for Jesus found in Isaiah chapter 9, that was our third prophecy, as Karen read it for us, they do speak quite accurately of the one who was born in the manger. When we remember the birth of Christ, and that's what we're doing tonight, we're remembering, we're celebrating, we're praising the birth of God born in the manger in the person of Jesus Christ. We remember that in the manger, this is the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Let's pray. Lord God, we are grateful for our time together. We thank you for it. In the midst of our celebrations tonight, we take a moment, we pause before you. You deserve our attention. You deserve our time. For God, you have given us all things. So as we slow and contemplate the titles, the true and real titles of the Christ born in the manger, we ask that, Lord, you would give us eyes to see, ears to hear, minds to understand, and most importantly, God, hearts that would receive the gift of these words. Where we are hardened in heart, where we have hindrances that would keep us from hearing from you, the God of creation, we pray you would break those down in us this night. May then the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Jesus, Isaiah says, is the Wonderful Counselor. Now, we have to keep in mind here that Isaiah is a prophetic book. These are titles given to the Messiah thousands of years before the Messiah is born. Jesus is Wonderful Counselor, says Isaiah, as the Messiah. Literally, this word means incomprehensible. Wonderful means that it is beyond our understanding, that he, this Christ child, is beyond our understanding. So if you're sitting there tonight thinking to yourselves, how can it be that the God of the universe would take on flesh and be born a child? Well, guess what? You're in good company. It is beyond our understanding that this child to be born, this child that we celebrate, commemorate, and remember today, is the God of the universe in flesh, leaving us full of wonder, like a child. How can this be, God? Why would you do this, Lord? And the birth of Jesus is just the beginning of the wonderful things that Christ did. You see, Jesus, in his public ministry, accomplished incomprehensible healings, leaving us in wonder. Jesus accomplished incomprehensible miracles, leaving us filled with wonder. Jesus accomplished incomprehensible teachings, leaving us filled with wonder. Jesus accomplished incomprehensible salvation, dying for our sins on a cross and being raised from the dead to conquer them once and for all. When Isaiah uses the title, the Messiah will be, the child will be a wonderful counselor, it's not just a catchy title. No, this Jesus born in a manger is truly our wonderful counselor. Isaiah uses the words mighty God. Our God is the one that we give rule and reign in our lives. And the mighty God is the creator and sustainer of all things. This Jesus is our mighty God. Not very mighty in the manger, is he? People would argue. He's just a child. And yet, it is God becoming flesh, stepping into human likeness in the incarnation that we remember tonight. This child born to us is nothing less than the God of the universe. This Jesus in the manger is our great God and Savior. This Jesus in the manger is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. This Jesus in the manger was and is and will be the great I am. This Jesus in the manger is the author and the perfecter of our faith. In this Jesus in the manger is the fullness of the deity of God, the authority of all heaven, and the radiance of the glory of God. These are exact quotes from Scripture, reminding us of who it is we worship and praise and remember tonight. When Isaiah says that Jesus, this Jesus in the manger, is our mighty God, he's not just using a catchy title, for Jesus is truly our mighty God. Isaiah calls him our everlasting Father. This means Jesus is our Father without end, for all time, forever and ever. And it blows our minds that this child made flesh in the manger would be part of a triune God, a three-in-one God that is our Father, a Father who makes us his children, a Father who gives us an inheritance into his glorious kingdom, a Father who tenderly cares for us, protects us, and provides for us, a Father that guides and at times disciplines us in love, a Father who accepts us for who we are, a Father who loves us, a Father who is pleased with us. So when Isaiah says, to you a child is born, an everlasting Father, it's not just a catchy title. For this Jesus in the manger is truly our everlasting Father. And lastly, Isaiah says, this child is the Prince of Peace. A prince is one who has power and authority, rule and reign in a sovereign realm. To us, in the manger, we praise and remember and worship and celebrate this Christ child who is the Prince of the Kingdom of God, the Prince of the Kingdom of God who brings peace. How do you think it is that we have peace between us and God? It is through this child who removes the enmity of sin which separates us. It is through this child that peace is broken into this world and has overcome it. This is a peace that it is a peace of mind, a peace of body, a peace in our spirits, because he has given and we have received his peace. This is a peace that guards our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. This is a peace that is a peace in our relationships with one another, a peace about our hopeful future, and a peace which transcends suffering and pain and bitterness and fear. No, when Isaiah says about this child who is to be born to us and describes him as the Prince of Peace, it's not just a catchy title. Jesus, this child in the manger, is truly our Prince of Peace. It's unfathomable. It's incomprehensible. We are left filled with wonder, thinking, how can this child in this humble setting, in this manger, without fanfare and glory, without the legions of angels which he commands, be born to us, Lord and Savior? This child born to lowly parents, Mary and Joseph, to difficult circumstances as they flee Bethlehem down into Egypt. This child born into worldly titles, and we know them, of Jesus, Jew, outcast, commoner, oppressed, baby, immigrant, helpless, ordinary, persecuted, human. This child is much, much more than he seems, than the titles he lives. Friends, if you'll allow me to call you friends, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we remember tonight, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called, and he is, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Amen. We continue to